The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. We're heading down the stretch of the Rio de Janeiro Olympics. And contrary to everyone's fears, Rio and Brazil are looking pretty good as hosts of these games. So we decided to revisit a piece we aired two summers ago during Brazil's Soccer World Cup when we asked Brazilians here to tell us what being Brazilian means. We think we know Brazil. Soccer and samba, beaches and bossa nova. But in truth, we're remarkably unfamiliar with a country that's Miami's largest trade partner. A lot of people, even here, still think Brazilians speak Spanish. They speak Português, cara.
No, gosto, gosto.
Não fala porcaria, porque daí ninguém vai entender.
So we ask Brazilians in South Florida how they define themselves and how they don't want to be defined. We started with Miami reporter Julia Duba, who is Brazilian-American.
The Brazilian way is always, are you happy? Are you living life the way you want to live it? You know, that's not to be mistaken with just blow things off, but relax, assess, and then do it.
Chorinho is classical music with swing. My name is Bill Duba. I am a psychotherapist here in South Florida. I live here since 1987.
That's my dad. He was born in Rio de Janeiro, and that's his band, Clube do Choro de Miami.
The natives incorporated the classical music from Europe into the rhythms from Africa and the Indians in Brazil.
Like Chorinho, my dad says being Brazilian means reconciling two distinct personalities.
We are very lively, very fun to be around. But we are one of the hardest workers in the world. The sixth economy in the world, we could even say that our corrupt politicians, they are working a lot now because some of them have been even arrested.
We find ways to make things happen.
João Barbosa is the U.S. CEO for Girafas, a Brazilian restaurant chain. Girafas has built 9 locations in South Florida in just 3 years. He thinks that mix of whimsy and work that Bill Duba describes also makes Brazilians successful in business.
We're a creative country, you know, like here in Brazil, we're a fast food chain. And when we arrived in the U.S., we're going to compete, with McDonald's, with Burger King, Wendy's. So we have we have to adjust the concept to the fast casual.
We Brazilians work to live, and the Americans live to work.
Deborah Rosen is from São Paulo. She's a photographer in Palmetto Bay. But she and Brazilians like João Barbosa and my dad are tired of the stereotypes that result from their approach to life. You know, sexy women in thong bikinis and constant festas flowing with caipirinhas.
That's definitely not a reality of the most Brazilians.
I don't like that, but this is something that we created. Like every campaign that the Brazilian tourist department sell to the world for years and years.
Actually, I have seen more topless women in the beaches here in South Beach than in Ipanema or Copacabana in my whole life.
Rosen believes Brazilians themselves have perpetuated those stereotypes.
To hide what we are not so proud to show. The institutions, they usually don't work. It's too much bureaucracy. For people to realize that Brazil is not all about samba and soccer, I think will be a good thing. I think it's the first step to change.
Barbosa from Girafa says it pains him that many people don't know Brazil is a world leader in industries like jet aircraft and that it makes a great burger to boot.
We hired an agency in New York and they said, okay, bring us 5 different campaigns. 4 of the 5 were with sambas and naked women. I said, man, forget this.
But if Brazilians keep moving here and buying real estate at the rate they're going,
you'll remember who we are.
I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org. This piece originally aired in the summer of 2014.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.